So let's bring in Predators captain Roman Josi, who is on the line with us. Roman, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. I know that the schedule is just picking up for you guys right now as things get a little more compact after the first of the year and before the All-Star break. Tough one the other night against Florida. The score, I don't think, is indicative, though, of the game itself. How do you feel like you guys played, even though 4-1 ended up being the final?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we played a pretty good game. I felt like they were kind of pushing in the first. They were a little better in the first period. I thought we had a pushback in the second, played a good second period. And then, you know, third period, they score one early. Felt like we had some really good looks late and obviously two empty net goals. So end up being 4-1. But I think you're right. It definitely wasn't a 4-1 game. And I mean, that's a really good team, one of the best teams in the league. And I thought it could have gone our way too, but that's just how it goes sometimes, right?
Your head coach, Andrew Brunette, said after the game, is specifically talking about some of the young players, that maybe the confidence is a little shaken right now just with how the 82-game season can go, that you're going to have ebbs and flows. What is kind of the overall, you know, feel with things as you go through this? And you got an opportunity to really get things going against a Central Division foe tomorrow night in Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long season, and I think especially if I look back at my first year, or my first couple of years, and like the consistency is one of the hardest things. And there's so many up and downs throughout the season. Sometimes the puck goes in for you, sometimes it doesn't. And it can definitely affect your confidence sometimes. And obviously we haven't scored that much in the last couple of games, but I think as long as you're creating chances, the puck is going to go in. And I think that's the main thing. And our young guys have done an amazing job this year. Like I said, it's not easy. It's an 82 games a season. Sometimes it's a grind, and they've done unbelievable. I mean, we're sitting in a playoff spot right now, so we gotta go on a big road trip and get some wins. But we're still a really confident group, and like I said, I feel like the young guys have done a tremendous job this year.
We're talking to Predators captain Roman Josi. And Roman, now that you're more than halfway through the season, at what point do you start watching the standings and see who's in front of you, behind you, or is it something you do all year long?
Well, I think you always kind of look at the standings. Maybe not the first 10 games, but after that, I feel like you always look at the standings a little bit, and I think it's just pretty natural for all the guys. And obviously, now after halfway point, and especially after the All-Star break, it really picks up, and you're going for that playoff push. But I always look at it a little bit, and you're just kind of following what's going on around the league.
You've played hockey a long time. You guys play Ottawa to end this road trip. They've only got 24 points. Do you look at the young guys and say, look, they've got 24 points, they're not really the best team, but on any night, any team can beat us? What's the approach when you play a team that's really that far down? I know they're in the Eastern Conference, but that far down in the standings and points.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something you learn playing this league for a long time. There's really no easy games. Doesn't matter who you play. And you look at their roster, they have a really talented group, a lot of great players, a lot of players, Giroux, like Kachuk, Stutz, a lot of players who've done some really good things in this league. So, I think that's one thing you learn pretty quick in this league. There's no easy games. So it doesn't matter who you play, you gotta bring your best.
Predators captain Roman Josi is on the line with us. Going back to Florida for a second, and, you know, the power play specifically, did you guys feel like that you had to adjust even more just because Florida would have been so familiar with Bruno's system since he had been there?
I don't know. I actually haven't thought about that, but that's a good point. I feel like our problem wasn't good. I mean, we didn't execute well. Maybe we got caught off guard a little bit. They were pressuring pretty hard. They had a pretty aggressive kill, maybe almost like Carolina's kill. And we just didn't execute well enough. We had some looks. I mean, Gus had that big backhand in the third period. But overall, I think if you get that many chances on the power play, you gotta make sure you score one. And if you do that, it's a different game.
Also, congratulations on the goal record. I mean, that is – I know when you get into the league, you're like, hey, if I can just make it one season, I'm good. But when you look up there and the fans went crazy for you Monday night, celebrating you with the goal record, how does it make you feel, Roman?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, I definitely really appreciate it. I mean, it's for me, it's just such a huge honor to be able to be here and play here for that long. And I think you're right. When you come in the league, you're just trying to make it, and you're trying to stay in the NHL. So I definitely never dreamt of being in Nashville for that many years. And it's just, I think once you play here for such a long time, you definitely have a connection with the fans. You have a connection with the community here, with the people in Nashville. And so, yeah, it was very much appreciated. And it's definitely a huge honor to be able to play here for that long. And hopefully got a lot of years left here.
And you mentioned earlier, you know, your rookie year and early in your career and what all that was like. I mean, I remember it. And you played alongside Shea Weber, and I know how much he meant to you, especially in the early part of your career. So to pass him on the list, does that make it a little extra sweeter just because you looked up to him so much?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely does. I mean, he was my first captain, and he was, you know, when you come up from as a young kid, you always look up to the older guys. You look up to Shea at the time. He was the captain, so like everything you kind of learn as a young kid is really coming a lot from him. And he helped me tremendously in my career. He kind of taught me how to be a pro, how to approach games, how to practice, and he's such an amazing human, such an amazing hockey player. So he's had a huge impact on my career, and I'm very thankful that I was able to learn from him. So to be able to pass him is pretty special.
I got a question about you growing up. Believe it or not, I'm a big Swedish tennis fan. When I was growing up, Mats Wilander, Stefan Edberg. Was there a decision when you were young whether to pick up a racket or a hockey stick?
No, but I mean, I was always hockey and soccer. I played a lot of soccer too. So my decision was kind of to either I'm going with soccer or hockey. And I actually wanted to play soccer for a long time. My mom always told me I wanted to play soccer. And then I think a coach at the time, the hockey coach, kind of talked me into playing hockey, and definitely thankful for that.
It's just kind of cool seeing your name alongside Edberg and Federer and Mats Wilander and all those guys, because those guys were growing up. I really loved tennis, and they were a big part of the tennis world back there. So I was just curious about that.
Yeah. Well, Federer is definitely he's my hero. So he's a kind of a role model for everyone in Switzerland.
Well, Roman, best of luck in Minnesota and on this road trip, and we'll talk to you here down the road.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.